Hello friends, today we are going to learn a very important topic, and that is exempt incomes. That is chapter number 3, which says incomes which do not form part of total income. Incomes are there. You know what is income? Income means income must be earned. Earning is there. But that earning shall not be, what do you call it, taxed under IT Act. Earning is there. Can I say these earnings are nothing but exempt to tax? Yes. But I told you, dear friends, if there is something which is where the tax is to be levied or it is to be exempt, it has to be under a particular section given under income tax. So exempt income or exempt incomes are given under income tax under section 10 of the income tax. So today we are going to learn what are those incomes. Even they have been earned, but they shall not be chargeable. They shall not become the, what do you call it, in the domain. They shall not come in the ambit. They shall not come in the, what do you call it, realm or jurisprudence of taxation or income tax. So today we are going to learn section 10. Whenever section 10 is there, it is nothing but exemption, no tax. There are certain situations where partly, what you call, for rate purposes, tax is levied, but in general sense, exemption means no tax. Income is there. This is the introduction of chapter 3. Now, having explained to you the concept of, what you call it, exempt income, let me tell you. The first section is section 10, subsection 1 of the Income Tax Act. That is agricultural income. Agricultural income is exempt to tax. That there must be income. You know, agricultural income, it is income. Because it is earned by the farmer through his labor, through his skill, through his endeavor, through his attempts, through his dedication, through his focus, through his attention, through his knowledge. It is income. But that income shall be exempt from tax. Yes, agricultural income would be used for, what do you call it, for aggregation purposes. Some clause is there which says that completely it is not exempt. It would be used for rate purposes. Your slabs would be higher by virtue of that section that I'll explain to you in other lectures. However, agricultural income is exempt to tax. Today we are going to understand the generality of this particular income. Now the word is agriculture. Agri and culture. Agri means agar means land in Latin. Agar means land, and culture means cultivation. So cultivation on the land is nothing but agriculture. Agar and culture. Agriculture. So can we say that agriculture income means the, what do you call it, the income derived from cultivation on the land. Now the land must be situated in India. If the agricultural land is situated outside India, that income cannot be exempt. The land which is used by the person for agricultural activity, that land must and must be in India. And you know very well, dear friends, India is defined under Section 2, Subsection 25A of the Income Tax Act. Section 2, Subsection 25A of the Income Tax Act. Now, so agricultural income is exempt to tax. What is the meaning of agriculture? Agar plus cultivation. That is called as agriculture. So, agricultural income is exempt to tax under Section 10, Subsection 1 of the Income Tax Act. Now, suppose I grow vegetables on my land. Say, I grow tomato, I grow potato, I grow what you call it, palak. I grow other vegetables and I make 5 lakhs rupees yearly profit, then this 5 lakhs rupees shall be exempt to tax. No tax is there in case of vegetables. Is there any tax in the case of flowers? Suppose I have got a rose garden. I grow roses and I export it, or I sell it in India. Shall it be exempt or shall it be taxable? It shall not be taxable. You grow fruits, papaya, what do you call it, orange, sweet lime, what do you call it, grapes, pomegranates. You grow fruits, strawberry, chikus. And there is income. Shall it be taxed? The answer is no. Why? Because agriculture, agar, it is grown on the land. But what about the bamboo trees? I have a bamboo tree. I sell the bamboos. Shall it be exempt or shall it be taxable? It shall be exempt. Agriculture. Once the income is derived from the agriculture activity, whether it is fruits, whether it is flowers, whether it is, what I call it, vegetables, whether it is creepers, whether it is whatever it is, bamboos, sugar cane, they all shall be exempt. However, suppose I have got dairy farming. Dairy farming. On my land, I put cattles, I milk it and sell the milk in the market. Shall it be exempt? The answer is no, because dairy farming, the word farming is there, but this milk is from the animals. So this is not agriculture. Fish farming. Fish farming, again it is not taxable, it is not exempt. It is not exempt, not exempt, because fish is not grown on the trees, on the, what do you call it, on the land. Then, for poultry farming, the word is farming, but does not mean that this nomenclature is agriculture. It is not agriculture. So, the income from dairy farming, fish farming, poultry farming shall not be exempt and shall be taxable in the hands of the, what do you call it, person. Now, please answer this question. I have got a farm. This is my farm, agricultural farm. And I am Mr. A, and I have given this farm on rent to Mr. B. I own a farm and I have given this farm on rent to Mr. B, and Mr. B cultivates on this. I am not cultivating, Mr. B cultivates. Now B grows, say, potatoes or say tomatoes. Shall it be exempt in the hands of the bee? Or mangoes? He has grown mangoes. Mr. B does not own the land. I own the land. Shall it be exempt in the hands of the bee? Yes! Because bee is the cultivator. So even I am an owner, even I have let out my land, then Mr. B, who has been the actual cultivator, the income from that particular, agricultural activity shall be exempt in the hands of Mr. B. Now, Mr. B gives me the rent for using this agricultural land. Shall it be exempt in the hands of A, that rent? The answer is yes. If you will see section 2, subsection 1A of the Income Tax Act, agricultural income is defined. Any rent or revenue derived from the agricultural land. So, even Mr. B has grown it, he would be exempt. And the rent so paid by Mr. B to Mr. A is a rent. It shall also be exempt in the hands of Mr. A. Is that clear? Chalo. Now, I want to ask you a question. Suppose this is my farm. And I grow coconuts. Now, I have grown it, but I am A, Mr. A. Now, Mr. B comes to this farm and purchases the entire crop, which is grown by me. Now, Mr. B gives me 10 lakhs rupees for the crops. And Mr. B sells this crop in the market for 15 lakhs rupees. Now please tell me, the 10 lakhs rupees given by Mr. B to Mr. A, Mr. A is the actual grower. Now shall this 10 lakhs rupees be exempt in the hands of A? The answer is yes. What about Mr. B? He has sold the crop, standing crop, which was purchased by him for 10 lakhs rupees and sold at 15 lakhs rupees. He made a profit of 5 lakhs rupees. Shall this 5 lakhs rupees be exempt in the hands of Mr. B? The answer is no. Because Mr. B is not the cultivator. Please understand, dear students, in agricultural income, there must be two activities. And one activity of them, one of the activities is basic activity, and second activity is subsequent activity. In agricultural operations, there are always two activities. One is basic activity, and second is after the agriculture is over, after the product is over, this is that. Now, what is basic activity? Tilling, seeding, sowing the seeds is basic activity. And harvesting, insecticides, pesticides, husking, that is a subsequent activity. It was decided, dear students, in Raja Binay Kumar Sahas Rai case, Raja Binay Kumar Sahas Rai case, Supreme Court, that agriculture, in order to be agricultural income, there must be two activities. One is basic activity and second one is subsequent activity. Unless and until these two activities are there, it cannot be treated as agricultural income. This is how agricultural income is defined. So, agricultural income is exempt to tax in the hands of the assessee. But, every agricultural income is not exempt. Now, suppose I have grown tea, I have grown coffee, I have grown rubber. tea, coffee and rubber. In that case, tea is also grown on the land. Coffee is also grown on the land. Rubber is also grown on the land. But income tax says that 30 to 35% of the income in these activities shall be taxed as income from business or income from other sources, and the balance amount shall be taxed as balance amount shall be exempt. So 30 to 35% of the incomes from these activities shall be taxed and the balance amount shall be exempt. This is how you have to understand the concept of tea, coffee and rubber. Now I told you in the beginning that agricultural income is exempt, but not fully exempt. It is used for rate purposes. Let us explain to you the meaning of that. Now, my dear students, suppose my salary income is rupees 3 lakhs. My agricultural income is rupees 8 lakhs less expenses incurred in agricultural activity is rupees 2 lakhs. Now the balance is 6 lakhs rupees. Now the total taxable income, gross total income is 9 lakhs rupees. First of all, suppose this is 9 lakhs rupees, I will calculate the tax on 9 lakhs rupees and the tax on first 9 lakhs rupees is 0. That's all, 2 lakhs rupees is 0. Then 2 lakhs rupees to 5 lakhs rupees, this is say assessment year 13-14, assessment year 13-14. So 5 lakhs rupees is 10%. And 5 lakhs rupees to 10 lakhs rupees is 20%. And above 10 lakhs rupees, it is 30%. Now what I'll do? What I'll do? I'll calculate the tax on 9 lakhs rupees. So first tax will be 30,000. Next tax will be, what do you call it? Now it is up to 10 lakhs, but my total income is only 9 lakhs. So 5 lakhs to 9 lakhs, that is 4 lakhs. So 80,000. So 1 lakh and 10,000 is the tax on 9 lakhs. I have calculated the tax for as per the slabs. Now what will happen, dear students? My total tax liability on 9 lakhs rupees is 1 lakh and 10,000. Now less, what is the basic exemption? The basic exemption limit, the threshold limit is 2 lakhs rupees. Plus, what is the agricultural income? Agricultural income is 8 lakhs rupees. Now, 8 lakhs rupees, again I will calculate the tax. On 8 lakhs rupees, what do you call it? First, from 2 lakhs to 5 lakhs, 30%. And 5 to 8, now 5 to 6, it will be, what do you call it, 20,000. So, this will be 30,000. From 2 to 5, 30,000. And 5 to 6, sorry, 2 to 5, 30,000. And 5 to 8, again, it is 60,000. Up to 2 lakhs, no tax. Now, 2 to 5, this is 30,000. Because 5 minus 2 is 10%. And remaining, from 5 to 8, it is 20%. So, 60,000. So, total is 90,000. What I will do, this 90,000 will be reduced from this total tax payable and my total tax liability is 20,000. What I want to say, that because of this agricultural income of 6 lakhs rupees, entire income is not exempt. But this income will, first I will calculate the tax on 9 lakhs rupees. Then again, what is the basic limit? Plus again, what is the net agricultural income? So basic limit plus net agricultural income is 8 lakhs. On 8 lakhs, I will calculate the tax of 90,000. So 1,10,000 is the tax on 9 lakhs. Then what is the tax on 8 lakhs? 90,000. This 90,000 will be reduced. I have to pay the balance 20,000 rupees tax. This is how we have to calculate the tax, my dear students. So, agricultural income is exempt to tax, but shall be used for rate purposes. This is we have to understand. Is that clear? Now, having explained to you this agricultural income, which is exempt under section 10, subsection 1, agricultural income is defined under section 2, subsection 1A. Agricultural income is, what you call it, partially exempt in the case of tea, coffee and rubber. But I want to ask you a question. Suppose I am growing tobacco. Tobacco is dangerous to the health. I am growing heroin, which is also wrong. And I sell it in the market. Shall it be exempt? Because tobacco is dangerous to the health. I am a farmer growing tobacco. I am a farmer growing, what do you call it, heroin. Shall it be exempt? The answer is yes. Agriculture. Constitution cannot, what do you call it? Constitution cannot be partial. Once it is agriculture, always it is agriculture. Now, I want to ask you a question. So, tobacco, narcotic preparations, this is, that is heroin, etc., growing of that shall be exempt. My dear students, I want to ask you a question. The question is here that if I have drawn silk, from the silkworm, is it agriculture? The answer is no. You, what you call it, feed the mulberry plantation to the worm and you grow the silk, that will not be exempt because that is not agricultural activity. Okay, you have a sugar farm or you purchase sugar cane and use that sugar cane to make the sugar. You process that sugar cane and make the sugar. Shall it be exempt? The answer is no. Because processing is involved, manufacturing is involved, and manufacturing is defined under section 2, subsection 29BA of the Income Tax Act. Manufacturing is defined under section 2, subsection 29BA of the Income Tax Act. So, dear students, if I have a strawberry farm and I crush the strawberry and sell the pulp, or I have got mango orchard, I take out the mangoes and crush it and sell it in the cans and sell it in the market, shall it be agriculture? The answer is no, because you have involved a process. Once you have involved a process, that activity cannot be treated as an agriculture, and that activity shall be treated as manufacturing. And once it is manufacturing, it would come under the section 2, subsection 13 of the Income Tax Act. Business, it is, would be treated as business income. This is how we wanted to tell you the meaning of agricultural income.